We heard last Monday's gospel about the Beatitudes, a kind of self-portrait of Jesus, and a call for us to be a blessing for others as He blessed and blessing us always. He invited us to be persons of beatitudes, persons of blessing. While yesterday's gospel, He gave us the similes of the disciples as salt and light. Salt and light. An invitation for all of us to preserve life as in the salt and be the guide, inspiration, and good example as in the light. Now in today's gospel, the continuation of Jesus' instruction, He strictly tells His disciples about integrity in their lives, to practice what they preach. He told His disciples this warning and promise, "Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teach others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven." He is not abolishing the law, but fulfilling it through and by His life, words, and deeds. His life itself is a guide and mantra of His disciples to follow. And we as disciples of Jesus, we are called to follow His life, teachings, and commandments to be great in His kingdom. So my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is reminding us for 3 consecutive days, be persons of the Beatitudes, be a blessing for others, be the salt and light of the world, and third, and teach and be witnesses of God's goodness to the world. As today we experience crisis, pandemic, chaos, and uncertainties, Jesus needs us more than ever to be the strength and hope of others through our kind words and deeds. And with them, we pray, as in the responsorial psalm, "Keep me safe, O God, You are my hope." So let us continue and stay to be disciples of Jesus in and out of season. He chose us to bear fruit, fruit that will last and be instruments of love, understanding, and peace. My brothers and sisters, amidst what is happening, go and tell the word of His love through our example of care, compassion, and patience. Let us always thank the Lord for all the blessings that we receive and be a blessing to others.